Kelompok hak asasi manusia mendesak pemerintah untuk membebaskan dua orang pengungsi gay berasal dari Iran di Nauru untuk dapat menetap di Australia. Kedua pria tersebut mengatakan mereka takut akan kekerasan yang akan terjadi di negaranya terhadap mereka karena di sana gay seks merupakan hal yang ilegal di Iran. The Human Rights Law Center mengatakan kedua pria tersebut mengalami serangan fisik dan hanya boleh meninggalkan unit mereka dengan pengawalan oleh kontraktor pemerintah Australia. Direktur Advokasi dan Litigasi Anna Brown berbicara kepada Radio SBS, kedua pria tersebut merupakan pengungsi yang berasal dari Iran, di mana jiwa mereka terancam di negaranya.
They just want a home where they can be safe together and rebuild their lives. And they wanted to come to Australia because they know that Australia is safe for gay people. And now they're living in limbo in a country where their love for one another is actually a crime and their safety is being threatened. So it's entirely unacceptable and the Australian government is responsible for what's happened to them.
The Human Rights Law Center mengatakan, pemerintah Australia membuang kedua pria tersebut di Nauru, di mana hubungan seksual gay dapat dihukum 14 tahun kerja paksa. Anna Brown mengatakan, permohonan kedua pria itu menarik perhatian dunia.
We're working with an international lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender rights organization called All Out, and they have millions of members around the world, and we're sharing a petition around the international LGBT community because we know this is an issue that they will care about. But the men are actually appealing not only to the gay and lesbian community, but to Australians everywhere to help them.
Direktur eksekutif dari organisasi All Out, Matt Bird, mengatakan, Australia harus menyesuaikan kebijakan pengungsinya dengan standar internasional.
We're obviously incredibly concerned about the specifics of this case, but I think it also underlines the fact that the Australian immigration system really isn't working, not only for LGBT people, but for all people who've undertaken sometimes such incredibly difficult journeys and are ending up effectively under detention. I think it's very damaging for Australia's international reputation.
Bert mengatakan kasus ini juga menggambarkan ironi yang buruk dengan adanya parade gay dan lesbian Mardi Gras akhir minggu ini.
In terms of the celebrations that will take place on the streets of Sydney this weekend and what is happening, you know, on this island where people are being held captive. I think it also kind of underlines the division that exists in Australian society at the moment. My organization is also running a petition right now about the Safe Schools Coalition and the fact that that's being reviewed and potentially defunded. And I think it really underlines that schism in Australian society between those who want a more progressive, a more open, a more inclusive view of the world and those who really are trying to do the opposite.
Anna Brown mengatakan, Perdana Menteri dan Menteri Imigrasi Peter Dutton mempunyai wewenang untuk membawa kedua pria tersebut ke Australia segera. Sementara itu, Menteri Dutton menolak untuk berkomentar. Namun, departemennya mengeluarkan pernyataan menyadari adanya insiden yang melibatkan kedua pria gay tersebut dan telah melaporkannya ke kepolisian Nauru. Ditambahkan, ada kemungkinan mereka disarankan mengajukan permohonan penempatan permanen di Kamboja.
Well, the Australian government's shown that it's capable of bringing refugees back from Nauru in other situations, and we're calling on the Prime Minister and the Immigration Minister to bring the two men to Australia as soon as possible.